ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I tell you, I enjoy just this wonderful holiday season here. You can see the Christmas tree behind it and all that kind of stuff. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. People are nicer during the holidays, and I appreciate that. I want to ask you a question today, especially all you Christians that may be watching. How come you're not in comfort when God has given you a comforter? Now, you think about that, which is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It's amazing to me how time so many people ask me, I just don't see how you stay up all the time. And you just seem like nothing ever bothers you. Well, I'm in comfort because I have received the Comforter. Let me give you some scripture here. This will bless you. St. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18. Listen to this. And this is Jesus talking. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. My Lord, that means I'm going to be in comfort forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's Jesus talking. And you know, when the disciples got around Jesus, they were pretty comfortable because he can handle anything. Well, you got Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Comforter. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Well, get through it. Get over it. My God. And call upon the Comforter there. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he guides you in all truth. I'm telling you something. You can't beat this, having the Comforter of the Holy Ghost inside of you. Here's another scripture, Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified. Now, why? And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, who I like that, were multiplied. I just enjoy being in comfort. Now, when you think comfort, you think spiritually, physically, or financially. Most people think financially. But I just made up my mind. It's so good to have the comfort of the spirit, the comfort of the soul, the comfort of the body, the comfort of the wallet. Praise God in every which way, shape, or form. So I've learned something, ladies and gentlemen. When you have the Comforter inside of you, no matter what that world's doing out there, I mean, I don't deny it. It's all chaos, people crazy, nuts, you know, might be going through some financial trouble and all kinds. That doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack me. That doesn't mean he don't try to come at me and hurt me. But I make up my mind. He cannot win because he's already lost. Did you get that? Did you understand what I just said? I mean, he is defeated, restricted, and rejected, Satan, and awaiting confinement. My God, man, think about that. So that comforts me when I read the scripture and I read that. Comforts me when I preach a sermon, because how be it when the Spirit of truth has come? I know I'm gonna make the right decision because he's making it for me through me. Do you get that? Do you understand that? That's spiritual, physical, and financial. And people say, he don't seem to worry about nothing. Would it help? Because if it would help, I would worry. Now, there's nothing wrong with being concerned. You know, I mean, we live in this life. You can be concerned, but you never let a concern develop into worry, because you get into trouble then, see? Yeah, and I just made up my mind, God's word's true no matter what. Well, suppose it don't work. Well, suppose it does. Well, what you gonna do if it don't? What you gonna do if it does? Come on, answer that question. Think about that, see? So when people throw doubt at me, I just throw that doubt back to them. I've said this so many times, so many years. If you learn to doubt your doubts, you won't be a doubter no more, because your doubts have been doubted. Because you learn to doubt your doubts. What a blessing of God. See, so when you understand the word, this is more than just Bible reading. This is Bible living. And that's the key to this thing. And when you understand that, it will work for you. So you should walk in comfort. Yeah, but I don't have a lot of money for Christmas. That's okay. Because your Christmas shouldn't be in how much money you got and how many gifts you buying, but how much you enjoy and bless and celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that statement, he's the reason for this season? Jesus is the reason for the season? Yeah. Well, man, I stay seasoned all the time, praise God, because I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. Think about that today. If you'll faith that fact, comfort will come upon you, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Are you enjoying this today? I'm enjoying it myself. I think I didn't preach myself happy. Praise God. Why? Because I'm in comfort. Remember this, greater is he was in you than he was in the world. May no devil what the devil says or the world says. Stay in comfort and watch God do a blessing for you.